D&D
doop
doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
Hello, D&D doo dudes. How have you got on gathering berries? Ah, beautiful. They'll make a lovely breakfast along with these mushrooms I've picked. And Fiffa's off getting craggots. We met Fiffa last time. She's a big mole thing burrowing under these fields. She's invited me, Tack, and the boulder to breakfast with her. Lovely. Here, why have I got this bit of string tied to my finger? Something to do with my dream last night, wasn't it? Ah, yeah, I was dreaming about the boulder and how it came to be rolling through the woods. What was it? I don't know. There's just so many things to think about right now. We've got to see if we can track down Tack Stash yet. It's gone, see? And there's just a big hole where he buried it. There's a burrow right there and all, so hopefully Fiffa found it and knows where it is. But we best take care, because apparently there's a grumpy farmer about, and Fiffa said to watch out for him, whatever we D&D do. Laters.
Right, now Tack, I've been told the farmer on this land is a bit of a bad un. I mean,
okay,
I've not met him yet, you know, so I don't quite know what's what.
Okay.
But I think if we just, like, keep a bit quiet.
Okay.
And, you know, be quite stealthy. Alright, cool.
We haven't had a long rest.
Oh.
We only had...
He'd be able to do his cantrip.
Things, we've only just come out of the fight with the mud boils, and I have only had a few hours sleep. I've been up all night, really,
yeah.
As it feels like it anyway. I can give it a go, but I don't know how much I've got. How about you?
Well, Fiffa, the creature I met, they were asking if I wanted to go and have breakfast with them.
So they did
sound like a good sort, you know. And I could just explain that, you know, we're really tired... And if they've got a bit of a, like, a burrow or something, then maybe they'd be kind enough to just, like, let us sort of settle down for a little bit.
Are you sure they can be trusted?
Well, can I make a bit of an insight? I mean,
yeah.
Fiffa came across really well, but just to get
roll for insight.
Yeah, insight is plus +2. Right. 6.
Nix, when he thinks back, there's nothing he can think of that would give him any cause for concern.
Yeah.
I think Nix is naturally predisposed to assume goodness until
proved
otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's going to invite you to breakfast, that's like Bezzy Mates already, isn't it?
Unless you're a wolf.
Well, yeah, I don't think they were wolf-like, though. They like mushrooms... That's why he gave my toe a little nibble. He thought I was a funny mushroom. Yeah, and berries. They like berries. So maybe if we get a few little bits together...
Let's just go and size up the situation. But if we need to make a hasty retreat, we will be primed to do that, okay?
Yes, absolutely, Tech.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you spot on. Right.
Cool.
So, I think I'll do my little dance.
Okay. You start dancing. Tack looks at you, but he's got nothing left.
This is the new normal, Tack.
Yeah. Well, yeah, nothing happens for a little while.
All right.
But the smaller shrubs in the orchard, you start to see them just jiggle a little bit.
All right.
In an advancing line towards you until through the hole, Fiffa emerges. Hello, I can smell both of you now.
Hey, all right.
You found the stress thing then?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, stress thing.
Here they are. Tack, this is Fiffa. Fiffa, this is Tack.
Hi, Fiffa. This is going to be really strange.
A little bit of tiredness have come over me. I'm just going to sit down over here and be quiet for 10 minutes.
Don't you?
you have a little chat.
Is he always like this?
Yeah, he is.
What's the most annoying thing about him?
Well, it's hard to choose, really.
All right, yeah. So, you know, fifth attack.
I found him. He was sat on my wanted tump. Weren't you? You sat on my wanted tump.
I was sat on your wanted tump.
Yeah, they're very comfortable. Anyway, breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Right then.
We've not had much sleep through the night. You know, it's been a real rough one.
Right.
But more especially for Tech here. Is it all right if, you know, we'll first have a little nibble and just, like, have a bit of a rest and...
Yeah?
You know, oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that's fine. Great. That's fine. I thought we can find you a little spot.
And she disappears back in and she keeps talking, but it's, you know, she's in the tunnel.
So I managed to get some craggots and I just pulled them back out.
She's pulling this large monster carrot. It's not as orange, it's more of a parsnippy or swedy sort of colour. It's really gnarled and tuberous.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice veggie, Fiffa.
Yeah, I love these. You got to watch out for the farmer.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of trouble with him?
Well, yeah, it's a long-standing thing between the wells and the farmers, you see. We sort of churn up the earth.
Yeah, make it all fertile.
Yeah, but you've got to put the air back.
You've got
to put the air back in the soil and you've got to keep the beetles down.
Okay.
But you see, then farmers...
That's a fine job, then.
Yeah, and in return, we would get some craggots.
Okay.
But then the farmers, then they would change their minds. And it was like, no, we don't need you. We stop eating our craggots.
And we
didn't have any craggots then.
Well, what are you meant to eat then?
Oh, exactly. And then if you don't turn up the earth, then all the craggots die and there aren't any craggots to eat. So it all gets a little bit complicated.
Yeah. That sounds like a bit of a mess.
So I think the farmer gets a bit stressed as well.
All right. Got a stressy smell about him too.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, maybe we can help you out. We've got a bit of an issue ourselves.
What?
My mate here, Tech, he had a stash of coins, right? And it's a real, like, prized possession of his. But it's vanished down one of your rolls.
Fiffa's nose sort of twitches a bit.
Down here?
Yeah, I think so. That's...
Well, it was just here, you see. I buried it here. I can't help but notice, and I'm not making any assumptions, but it does seem to connect to your burrow. What did it look like? Well, it was a sack full of coins of different denominations, about sort of this size.
Fiffa really squints and she's having trouble seeing what Tack's doing. And I'm just going to roll perception to see if Tack can spot this.
Can I just, like, take out a coin just to give them the help action or whatever? It's like, yeah, it's like stuff like this, like shiny metal.
Ah, great, okay. Fiffa's going to reach out and she's going to hold it.
Yeah. You can have a sniff if you want. It might smell like mushroom, but...
Oh! Okay. Yeah, there was something. There was something like this. It was a really awkward beanbag. There, it's back home.
I took
it back home. I thought, you know, it's like when I figured out what to do with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's Texas.
Don't come back. What do you want to do? Do you want to have some breakfast or did you want to come back and...
Well, is there enough space for us to, through the tunnels
and
come to your place?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, thank you very much.
Go on then.
I love being invited to new places.
Tax starts tugging on your sleeve.
Next. Are you sure this is a good idea?
Yeah.
It could be a trap.
Well, I think we're all right.
Okay.
It might be a bit safer down there at the moment, so...
What? Why?
Well, I don't know. I've not met this farmer. He's like, round here. I caught a little glimpse of him.
All three of you look that way, but you can't see anything. They've gone. All right, so you're going into the burrow.
Yeah, I think...
You have to do a bit of a wiggle just to get through. The opening's relatively small, but once you get through and you drop through, boom, you're into quite a nice chamber.
I'll give it a bit of a sniff around and see what my senses are telling me as well, you know.
It smells good. It smells earthy and quite sort of carroty, which you think is coming from the craggots. It's the sweetness of the earth as well.
Yeah, I'm not averse to these smells. It's all right, I think.
It's dark. There's no lighting. Fifa doesn't need the light to see. She doesn't. She doesn't see with her eyes very well.
If there's a little bit of light on, then my vision's not too bad, but if it's completely dark, then I'm completely in the dark.
Yeah, Tack can do his dancing lights.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Tack will do his dancing lights.
Nice magic, Tack.
Fifa sort of squints up at them. She's like, sparkly. So she can detect light, but she can't see very well. As you're going along, you find that sections of the wall of the burrow they've had all different objects pressed into the side. Different collections of things have been placed together. Okay. So you pass a bit where it's been decorated with little arrowheads, arrowheads, or animal bones, little bones all arranged. There's horseshoes put together, nutshells.
It's a wonderful collection of items.
And some coins you see as well a bit further on. What are you touching at?
I'm just admiring your little collections of objects and items. They're very well organised.
She puts out her paw. You see, she's got these big claws. In fact, I should probably sort of describe her a little bit. She's about this. She's the size of a large turkey. Mm-hmm. Like I say, she's got like a molish head with this large scraping tooth. She walks on four legs, although she's got more weight on her back legs, and she's got a short, stumpy little tail.
Okay.
And she's not hairless. She's not quite like the gleb. She's got a very light, sort of moly down over all of her body.
Oh, lovely.
But you very much where you can still see the form of her skin and flesh underneath.
Yeah.
But she reaches out and she kind of touches the wall where she is, and her paw is going against some nutshells where she is. And you can tell this is how she's sort of looking at it. She's looking at that by just by feeling. Yes, I collected these. There's a big acorn tree just over on the other side of the farmhouse, and I collect them up there. And I like putting sorts together. You know, I think it feels really nice on the paws.
Yeah. It's very nice on the eyes too.
You might want to roll a perception.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 20.
Oh. Right. Okay. So you're standing by a bit where there's lots of coins pressed into the wall, and Tack's already looking. And it's that thing where he really wants something to be the case, but then his face falls.
Mm.
These aren't his coins.
Yeah.
But you follow his gaze, and you spot something quite interesting. On a few of the coins, you see a particular symbol that you recognise from the dungeon that you used to work in.
Oh, nice.
In your previous employment. It's the insignia of the treasure that was kept in that dungeon.
Right. Oh, hey, Fifa.
What?
I'll just have a bit of a closer look at these coins.
Yeah, go for it. You can pick it up if you want. Don't have to put it back again after.
No worries. Thanks.
She
very
starts
much.
Munching on a craggot. It smells really carroty now, and a little bit like it's got that bite to it, like horseradish. There's a real heat to it as well.
Oh, lovely. Right, I'll take a closer look. Here, look at this, Tech. Right. Yeah. This insignia. So I had a job, like, before I met you and before I was, like, imprisoned by the Gleb.
Yeah, you mentioned you were in a dungeon.
Yeah, that's right. So, I was sort of earning my keep. I was working with a few mates, a bit of a goblin crew. And we're working for this, like, wizard. I just knew a bit about him. I sort of got the job like friend of a friend sort of thing.
Yeah. But
I was like making some traps and like little things in the dungeon to
All right.
like working protection really.
Oh, you're a security guard.
Yeah, I guess so. I got a bit distracted, though, to be honest. And
really? That's not like you.
No, not at all. Me? What? But yeah, this is part of the treasure. This belonged to the wizard that was down there.
Fifa comes over and she takes it off you and just to kind of look at it, really. And she feels it between her fingers, and you can tell that you know, even though she's got these really big scooping nails, her actual like finger pads are really, really sensitive, can really pick things up.
Oh yeah, these ones are right out of ways. Right out they were. Yeah, they were before I settled here. Oh, right. When I came away from the colony, and I was boring my way trying to find a nice spot.
Yeah.
And I found these then, and I brought them with me. Yeah, and I've got them in my wall.
Nice. Was it like underground or like in a sort of dungeon?
There was like this really empty suit of armour.
Right.
With like some twigs sticking out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And that there's lots of crows.
Oh, okay.
Lots of crows. I just found it in its pocket.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
A little bit of armour bum bag.
I've always wanted one of them.
Yeah. But yeah, I like to collect things, and sometimes I just keep them for decoration, and sometimes I like to kind of, put them to use.
Yeah. I'll stick the coin back in the wall.
Cool.
Right, let's...
Okay, so you carry on through the tunnels, and you know, after just a few minutes, it's quite comfortable. You have to kind of bow your head a little bit, but it's quite deep.
Yeah.
And then you come to a bit where you can feel that the ground is sloping upwards, and then you are literally about to climb out and poke your head out. Fifa goes out first.
Go on then.
All right.
Nyx, out you go. Tack follows. And you find yourself, it feels like you're in a shed.
Right, okay.
That's got a couple of windows in, and it is crammed with all sorts of stuff.
Mm.
And it's a real hotchpotch.
Looks like this is a Fifa hoard.
Yeah, well, welcome to Shay Fifa. Right, do sit down.
And there's so she proffers a chair. The chair is like a little low bookshelf that she's put on its side.
Yeah.
And there is a little table, but it's, you recognise it's the footrest that you get in a wagon, in like in a horse and cart wagon. The tablecloth is a roll of parchment with what looks like a map on it. And there's a watering can which looks like it's serving as a teapot. some spice jars, which are cups. It's all these different...
Oh, and Nyx loves this. Just the hodgepodge of like all the found items, and it's just like, oh, his eyes are just, you know, his pupils are wide, and he's just taking it all in. It's like, oh, this is good.
She's found things, brought them back, and she's put them to a use that is apparent to her from the properties of what she's got, not that she necessarily knows what it was intended for.
I think I've got
a map here that I think might have where your dungeon is.
And but she hands you a vase. And it's a vase that's got a like an embossed, it's a leaf pattern.
Yeah.
An embossed leaf pattern that's growing around the vase, and she sort of runs her hand over. She said, "Yeah, it's a map. It must be a map of the countryside. I don't, because it's like the contours of the land and the
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Excuse me,"
she says.
"Yeah.
I just need to pop out for a moment.
Right.
Make yourself comfortable."
Fifa leaves the room, through the one door, shuts the one door behind her. Tuck's there, just holding his little spice jar.
I'll have a bit of a look around, and you say there was a map on the table?
Yeah.
Like used as a bit of a covering.
There is, yeah. It's,
I'll just take a little idle look.
It's being used as a tablecloth, and it is. It's a map of Meraki.
Oh, cool.
So it's got Akiga on, it's got Kadrik, and it's got the Unknown Lands well.
Well, that's a lovely map.
It's a good map. It's a serious bit of kit that she's found there.
We'll see if we can do a bit of a trade.
It's covered in multiple mug rings and cheese crumbs and apple cores.
Don't worry, Tate, we'll get your stash back.
What are we doing? Are we having breakfast, or are we having a sleep, or are we running away? And at that moment, the door bursts open, and it's Fifa again.
All right, Fifa.
But she's wearing a big wide-brimmed hat, and she's carrying a hoe, and she's kind of stood a little bit more upright. Doesn't look terribly comfortable for her, she's sort of drawn herself up, and she's like, "Oh, what are you doing in my farmhouse? Oh, what are you doing? Who are you?"
Well, all right, Fifa.
And she sort of giggles to herself.
Oh no, it's this farmer that Fifa told us about.
Fifa? Who's Fifa? You're not that wealth that's eating all my crops, is it?
Well, no, Fifa's alright. You ain't getting any information out of me. You bad egg.
Oh, I don't know if I should let you be here. But I tell you what for now. I'll tell you can have some breakfast for now. And she starts getting some bits of fraggots and apples and things, and she lays, and she looks so pleased with herself.
Oh man, it's beautiful. I'll give Tack a bit of a nudge.
Tack's eyes twitching. He's saying nothing and his eyes twitching.
You've got to love the performance.
Fifa sits down, she's swinging her legs on one of the little tree stumps that she's got, and she bites into an apple. So then, what are you up to? What are you doing round these parts?
We're travelling around, seeing the lands. It's a beautiful farm you've got here. Farmer. What's your name?
I'm the farmer.
All right, farmer. Yeah, it's got a really nice land here. I like the mounds that are all over it.
Oh, the mound! Yeah. The mound! And she slams her fist down on the table. Those pesky wolves! She's an absolute terror! She's an absolute terror! But I'll get her one of these days. She's not having my craggots.
You'd want to keep all those to yourself, wouldn't you?
I think Tack is going to do an insight roll just to see if he can get his head around this. He's got his rogue expertise, so he's got plus six. Nine. What? This is crazy! I'm just... When you sorted it out, come and find me. And he just goes back down the burrow and he just hand reaches out, grabs an apple.
Oh,
down
dear. The Sorry, farmer.
At that point, farmer's face crumbles a little bit. The mask sort of slips a little bit. And Fifa runs over, sticks her head down the burrow. Tack, no, come back. It's all right. I'm only messing. It's me, Fifa. There's a silence. Farmer. And Tack's head appears and comes back out. Right. Is it all right if I just have a little lie down? Yes, that's absolutely fine. And Fifa gets some straw for him, this pile of straw, and Tack curls up and goes to sleep.
Oh, I know what'll help. He needed, what was it he was after? Was that uncomfortable beanbag?
Yeah, that's right. It's his stash. He's very passionate about it. He's been looking after that, well, forever. It's very important to him.
Okay. Well, I see if I can find it then.
Oh, yeah. Do you need an handle? Do you want me to have a little look around?
Yeah, if you could just go and stand at that end.
Yeah,
and kind of hold it up. Because I'm going to dive in here.
And she dives in. and the pile of stuff teeters.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I'll just like run around the edges, just making sure nothing crumbles to the ground, you know.
And you can hear her kind of scrabbling around inside. No, no, I just shoved it at the... Oh, here we go.
It's got lots of shinies in it.
She reverses out and she's holding a large fabric sack.
Yeah.
It's got a big T embroidered on it in a big kind of kobold script and beautiful stitching around the edges.
Is this it?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. They've got that beautiful craftsmanship.
Yeah, you recognise this is done by the same hand that embroidered his parachute and his pullover and all the rest of it. So she takes it over to Tak, who's sort of curled up on the straw.
I guess she'll be under his arm, that.
Yeah.
And just he just puts his arm round it, and you can see that everything just falls into place for him. He's and he wraps around it and he goes to sleep.
All is right in Tak's world now. Thank you.